USA News. I'm Jeremy Scott. A federal judge in Florida has temporarily blocked the Biden administration from using emergency parole powers for migrants at the southern border. The policy would have temporarily paroled asylum seekers into the U.S. to alleviate overcrowding at immigration holding facilities. Heavy rain and flooding could cause dangerous conditions for migrants in southern Texas.
Thus, the flow of the Rio Grande can turn deadly for anyone trying to cross.
We are going to have an increase in flow anywhere between 10 feet to the possibility of 32 feet.
Assistant Fire Chief Rodolfo Cardona says that hail is also in the forecast for South Texas. That's dangerous to migrants who are processed and released by the Border Patrol. Agents have been making 10,000 apprehensions a day now that public health rule that expedited deportations is expired. I'm Dave Collins.
An Idaho jury has found Lori Vallow Daybell guilty of killing her 7 and 16-year-old kids and conspiring to kill her husband's first wife. Prosecutors say she and her husband were obsessed with doomsday-focused religious beliefs. The search for two missing hikers in Denali is being scaled back. Authorities say the possibility of survival is outside the window of possibility. While the search will continue, officials say both hikers have likely died. Top Pentagon officials are warning of the impact a debt default would have on the U.S. military.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin testified before Congress and said a default could put troops' pay in danger and benefit China, America's biggest adversary. He added that defaulting on the nation's debt would put the U.S. reputation at substantial risk around the world. His comments come as Democrats and Republicans remain deadlocked over how to raise the debt ceiling and avoid a default by early June. I'm Skip Kelly.
This is USA News.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, traffic, weather, sports, and a community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is reportedly close to making an announcement on a run for the White House.
According to NBC News, the governor is moving his political operation to a new base of operation on Monday. That will trigger disclosure requirements. The move will require his office registers, files financial reports, and designates a principal campaign committee. DeSantis' office will be required to file paperwork with federal election officials within 15 days of the move. Both DeSantis and former President Donald Trump, the two favorites to win the GOP nomination, are scheduled to appear today in Iowa. I'm Brad Siegel.
General Motors is recalling nearly 1 million vehicles due to faulty airbags, including the Buick Enclave, Chevrolet Traverse, and GMC Acadia vehicles from 2014 through 2017 with airbags produced by ARC Automotive. Federal regulators are urging the company to announce a full recall of 67 million of their airbag inflators after it was discovered they could explode and spray shrapnel during deployment. GM says drivers affected by the recall can have their airbag module replaced for free. There's no business like show business except when writers are on strike.
The Tony Awards are not being televised this year for that very reason. It's not clear if the awards will be postponed or presented in a non-televised production. The Tony Awards Management Committee will hold an emergency meeting on Monday to decide what to do. I'm Corey Myers.
Jeremy Scott, USA News.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's B-A-B-B-E-L.com.